Guys, we have with us our vice captain Rohit Sharma. Before you ask a question, please raise your hands if you want to ask a follow-up question. I'll come back to you guys and raise your hands here. Who would want to go first?
Rohit, Indian batsmen generally have struggled with the bouts in Australia. Do you anything you're preparing to sort of counter at this time?
Yeah, if I look at the limited overs leg last time when we were here, especially talking about the T20s, we did pretty well here. We won 3-0. Yes, it is challenging for all our batsmen when we come around here. But again, I think most of the guys have come to Australia before. There are a couple of guys who have not been here. So they understand the condition. Of course, their bowling attack will challenge us whichever format we play. But as a batting unit, we are prepared to face that challenge. But again, the reason we came down a few days early here is because just to get used to the bounce. Brisbane, if I may say so, probably the fastest pitch in Australia. I've not played at Perth, the new stadium. But Brisbane, whenever we played here, it has always challenged us as a batting unit. So as a batting unit, we're ready to accept that. And, this time around, we want to change our fortunes and, come out with some exceptional performance. It's not going to be that easy, but we understand that. But we've got quality in our group.
Yeah. Rohit, you have an exceptional record in Australia in white ball cricket. What is it about Australia that you like, and why have you been so successful, do you think?
Yeah, I've had my time, good times in Australia playing white ball cricket. I've always enjoyed coming here. Firstly, in Australia, it's a great place to play cricket. Your performance is always appreciated, and when you're not performing, that is being appreciated too. But again, having said that, the bounce sometimes, when you play in places like Brisbane, Perth, the good bounce allow us to play my game, because I've grown up playing on the on cement pitches back home. So I always enjoy coming here. The first time I remember, I came here in 2007, had a good time. So I've done well in limited overs, but the challenge obviously is red ball cricket, which right now I'm not thinking of. We just want to do well in the T20 format and then take it from there where we go.
Rohit, you've already got two T20 hundreds this year for India. You enjoy the conditions here. Any reason you can't make it number three on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I would love to, but again, I'm a person, I don't think too far ahead. I try and keep it very simple, try and go out there and enjoy my game. If I do so, I get success. So I'm going to try and do the same again on Wednesday. Although, I mean, like I said before, their bowling attack will challenge us on a pitch like that. So we got to be prepared for it. I'm not thinking about anything else but to go out there and put up a performance which my team expect me to do. No different. We'll approach the same way as we have approached any limited overs game that we've played here.
Well, you said this pitch can be a challenge, but you don't have to play any red ball cricket here against the Australians. They haven't lost here in 30 years, but you miss them. Is that going to be an advantage for you guys to start the series where Australia don't have quite such a stranglehold?
Yeah, I mean, see, it's either Perth or Brisbane. India has always either played at Perth or Brisbane. So this time around, we're playing at Perth, not Brisbane. The last time we played at Brisbane, but not Perth. But again, those two conditions is obviously very challenging. And with Australians especially, they have got tall bowlers who extract those conditions and use it to their advantage. Indian batsmen generally are not that tall, so obviously it's not that easy for us. But again, all the guys are quite determined to change things around this time. Like I said, it will be a challenge, but we're ready to accept that challenge.
Rohit, did you happen to have a look at the Aussies on Saturday night in their rain-affected game against the South Africans, and they didn't actually kick a spinner? What did you make of that, and do you expect the same against India?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. Again, it was a shortened game, 10 overs. You can't really make too much out of it. 10 overs is not a long time. 20 overs, obviously, is not a long time. But still, 10 overs is even half the game that you are thinking of playing. So, see, Australia will always be dangerous, without a doubt. So, we got to be prepared for it. right now all we're thinking is how we can improve as a team and how we can perform as a unit, because that will be important in places like Australia. You need the whole unit to perform, a whole unit to come together. So that is what is our focus. We don't need few individuals to step up. We need a whole lot of guys to come up and put their hand up at different occasion and, you know, take up the challenge, because it's not going to be that easy, like I said. So we need everyone to step up and make it count, you know. And of course, we've got some quality bowlers as well, in particularly spinners. So we'll try and challenge their batsmen with our spinners. But let's see how it goes. You know, they still have quality batting lineup, which will be challenged. So let's see how we go about that.
Do you expect them to play the spinner though?
Sorry?
Do you expect them to play a spinner?
I don't know. The last game they played with five seamers, if I'm not wrong, and Maxwell being their only spinner. So I don't know. Depends on the conditions as well. You know, if it's a good pitch, they might go with the same combination. Depends on what they feel is helpful on that particular day. But yeah, I mean, we got to focus on what we need to do as a team, rather than think about what will be their bowling lineup and things like that.
Final two.
Is there a real mood of expectation within the squad for this tour, though? I mean, obviously, Australia have had their struggles on and off the pitch.
Yeah.
Is there a real feeling within the squad that you guys can do something special down here this
time? Of course. Whenever we travel outside India, there is always a special feeling, and especially in Australia. It's one place that we want to leave our mark and, you know, do well as a unit. The last time we played Test Series here, although we lost two games and we drew one game, but I thought, you know, there were a few close games being played, especially at Brisbane. I think we gave them a target of 140, which they chased it after losing six wickets. You know, it was a close game. But again, you know, we want to make it count this time around. There's a real good feeling inside the group in all three formats. So different individuals will obviously take places in different format. But again, the motive of the team is to just, you know, try and seize all the moments and try and, you know, win tournaments. When you do well in places like Australia, etc., you feel good as a team. And thinking about the World Cup ahead, you know, it can only give you confidence winning in places like Australia.
Final one.
Rohit, 7-8 prashna tu ithe yetoys. Australia madhe khup khelas, Australia madhe performance kelas, Australia viruddha khupach kelas. काय या सिक्रेट आहे तुझं, आणि दुसरी गोष्ट म्हणजे या टूरचं प्रिपरेशन कसं झालंय, तयारी कशी झाली, जरा डिटेलमध्ये प्लीज सांग.
तयारी म्हणजे दोन दिवस झाल्या मला इकडे येऊन, तयारी चालू आहे. अजून एक दिवस राहिलाय, उद्या आम्ही येऊन परत प्रॅक्टिस करणार दुपारी. मला ऑस्ट्रेलियामध्ये खेळायला आवडतं. मी जेव्हा पण इकडे आलो आहे, मी एन्जॉय केलं आहे भरपूर. तर आत्ता पण यावर्षी पण मला तेच करायचं आहे, येऊन एन्जॉय करायचं आहे, क्रिकेट एन्जॉय करायचं आहे आणि मॅचेस जिंकायचे आहे.
टीमच्या प्रिपरेशनबद्दल थोडंसं.
टीमचं प्रिपरेशन चालू आहे, म्हणजे आम्ही आता नेट आम्ही आता संपवलं आहे. उद्या परत एक दिवस आहे, आम्ही सगळं एकत्र येऊन फिल्डिंग प्रॅक्टिस करणार. आणि यु नो, कंडिशन्स इकडे थोडा वेगळा आहे. आपल्याला इंडियामध्ये कसं असतं कंडिशन, इकडे थोडा वेगळं आहे. पण प्रिपरेशन चालू आहे, चांगलं आहे. आम्ही काफी खुश आहे.
खलील सारखे नवीन बॉलर्स आले, त्याच्याबद्दल.
हा, खलील चांगला बॉलर आहे, नवीन आहे आता आणि एक्साइटिंग आहे तो. त्यांनी जे काय टाइम त्याला भेटलं आहे त्यांनी चांगलं केलं आहे. तर मी एक्सपेक्ट करतो की पुढच्या जे काय मॅचेस तो खेळणार, आय होप ते तो कंटिन्यू करणार परफॉर्मन्स.
थँक्यू.